The following class is not for children, so if children are watching, this is not for you. Now, the question was asked, we have a concept of shichvat zera levatala, the man is not supposed to spill his seed in vain. And so the question is, how are we to view that? Is that as grave as other things that the Torah prohibits? So my policy is that we don't discuss shichvat zera levatala with chuzrim b'tshuva. I believe that when a person is in the tshuva process, you cannot overburden a person. And so even though a person should work on themselves and realize that our goal is that a person should not be spilling their seed, I do not bring up the topic in my classes unless students bring them up, because I believe that it is wrong to overburden a person. A person is getting used to not having a girlfriend. A person is getting used to not doing all kinds of other things that a person was doing earlier in their life. So now you're going to start telling them, and you can't do all of this too. Who said a person's ready for that? Maybe a person's going to explode, and maybe a person will then lose all the ground they've gained in so many other areas of their life. And that's why I don't want people to even feel guilty about it. Meaning, I don't want people to walk around and say, oh boy, I'm still doing this, I'm a terrible person. Not true. You're a wonderful person, you're doing tshuva, you're a wonderful person, you're building your life, you're a wonderful person, you're leading an ethical life. Ah, it could be that a person is still spilling their seed, what they call masturbating. A person is still doing something that he should at one point overcome down the road. Just like I tell people, don't quit smoking when you come to Mahon Meir. Don't quit smoking when you come to Mahon Meir. Yeah, don't quit smoking when you come to Mahon Meir. Quit smoking down the road. You're making enough changes in your life. You can't remain normal if you change everything at once. Yeah, eventually you'll quit smoking, right? Lot. Slow and steady wins the race. That's the way a person can be balanced. And that's why I don't believe a person should be walking around thinking, oh no, I'm doing this transgression all the time. No, leave it. Down the road, as a person grows, a person should have this concept. I need to outgrow this. This is not something I should be doing. As I grow, I will overcome this as well. But I don't believe it's something that even makes it to the map for most people in the Mahon Meir stage of their life. A person has to get there. A person has to eventually get there. Hopefully a person gets there by the time they're married, because it's hard on a marriage if a person has another outlet, so then his wife becomes less important. It's not healthy for a marriage if a person feels like, okay, there are other options. That's not good. I'm saying it's not healthy for a person. But all in all, in the beginning of the tshuva process, if I could, I would avoid people even knowing this concept exists. Because I don't think a person should feel guilty. A person has to feel positive. And it happens to be that in halacha, we generally do not discuss which is worse. We say, if this is wrong, it's wrong. If that's also wrong, that's also wrong. What do I care which is worse? The famous story of the guy who called Rabbi Feinstein and said, I have a gun to my head, I'm going to count to 60, and you tell me, should I shoot myself or eat the pig? I have a plate with pork in front of me. Should I eat the pig or shoot myself? So the guy starts counting. 1, 2, and Rabbi Feinstein spent the 60 seconds telling him, you're not allowed to shoot yourself, and you're not allowed to eat the pig, and you're not allowed to shoot yourself, but you're not allowed to eat the pig. Meaning, you can't put a rabbi in the corner and say, I'm going to do one or the other, which is worse. The answer is they're both prohibited. I can't. Feinstein? Rabbi Moshe Feinstein was the leading halachic authority 30 years ago about. He passed away, so for the last 50 years of his life, he was considered the number one halachic authority in his lifetime, what we call the posek ador, the halachic ruler in his day. It doesn't mean that people didn't disagree with him. It means, in general, everyone held him to be number one. Coming back to here, so ordinarily in halacha, we say this is what's permissible, and this is what's prohibited, and we have gradations, but generally we don't say pick. We say you got to learn them and adhere to them. When it comes to this, you suddenly have an exception. Halacha says that if a person feels like he's going to do all kinds of things he's not allowed to do, so then he should get the release he needs. So you have an exception here. Where the halacha addresses it because if you don't give a person that, then you're really cornering them, and sometimes a person will feel like they can't stand up to the challenge. And so that's why I also believe that it shouldn't be a part of what a person works on in the beginning. Down the road, a person feels comfortable with kashrut, a person feels comfortable with Shabbat, a person feels comfortable with putting tefillin every day, a person feels comfortable with davening every day, a person feels comfortable with all of Jewish life. So that's also something they should work on. Of course, it's not the thing a person should be doing. down the road. You can't do that to a person in the beginning. If a person's used to having a release in one way or another, then if you shut off all valves, the person might just... Yeah. Yeah.
Follow up. Now, obviously, would you...